I see. And you had several different evaluations over the years, and the big issue with you and the school system that resulted in a due process hearing being requested. What was the issue? What was going on when a due process hearing was requested?
The big issue was eligibility, and the school thought that for both a 504 plan and an IEP, I wasn't eligible, that I wasn't substantially impacted or adversely impacted.
So despite having these disabilities, and I recall there was a private evaluation that went in depth explaining the nature of them and how they adversely affected educational performance, despite all of that, the school system refused to offer you either a 504 plan or an IEP.
Correct. They saw the private evaluation, and even though we had requested a free evaluation through the school, they tried to avoid that, and then once they got the private evaluation, they wanted to conduct their own, and then they conducted their own and didn't find the same results, except for the processing speed.
So it eventually went to a due process hearing.
Correct.
Now, at the time of the due process hearing, who were your parents employed by?
They were employed by the school district.
They were employed by the same school district in which there was a request for a due process hearing.
Correct.
And are they still employed by the same school district?
They are.
They are. My understanding is that it was very unusual the way the hearing was held. My understanding, and I believe we have it on our website, the letter requesting due process was actually written by your mother.
It was.
What role did you have with the letter?
Throughout the time leading up to the hearing, a lot of the research, a lot of the analyzation of the law, and a lot of the letters written to the school were coming from me, but signed by my parents.
You wrote letters for your parents' signature?
Correct.
Did you ever write a letter to the Office of Civil Rights?
I did, but...
Did you write that for your signature or your parents' signature?
For mine.
And what happened with that? You filed a complaint, in other words, with the Office of Civil Rights about your school district.
Yes, and I was refused. They said they couldn't help me because I was a minor, and that I could ask another adult to sign it on my behalf.
So they basically would not even look at the substance of the complaint?
No.
Now, you filed a complaint, I believe, with the... Pennsylvania.
Correct.
Did the state of Pennsylvania say the same thing?
The state of Pennsylvania actually recognized my complaint, and
they accepted it.
They accepted it, and they were very frustrated with the school, and they investigated the school, but determined they couldn't do anything to help my case because it was a jurisdiction issue, and they couldn't analyze the question of the law.
Okay.
Whether I was eligible.
The big question being eligibility, mm-hmm. and whether or not the disabilities adversely affected educational mm-hmm. performance.
They said that this was following procedure, and even if they didn't agree with the outcome of the hearing, that was an issue that needed to be under judicial review.
So basically they were saying it was a due process issue, not a state complaint issue.
Correct.
And so the request for a due process hearing was filed, and exhibits had to be prepared. Who organized the exhibits?